Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Section Time!
Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. An eager theater crowd fills the lobby again tonight, and here, as at every opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what kind of theatrical fare do we have tonight?
It's a very romantic play, John, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please.
Thank you, sir.
Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're comfortable, let's relax and look at the program. Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, is star tonight in Halfway of a Star. Miss Sargent plays the part of Lorna Vincent. And with Harry Elders on vacation, Mr. Maurice Copeland is cast as Bill Farland.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the
Curtain
first act
time.
Of Halfway of a Star. The scene is the reception room of the office of C.C. Cooperman, the Hollywood producer. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and seated on a divan covered with leopard skin, Lorna Vincent, the star, and Stan Fuller, her agent, wait to see the great man.
What's Cooperman all hot and bothered about today, Stan?
About your latest picture, Nora. It didn't gross the way it ought to.
Well, he could have given us time for breakfast before he dragged us down to the studio.
Not Cooperman, sweetheart.
Well, let's go in and get it over with.
Uh-oh, look who's coming out of the office.
Why, it's Olive Gale.
You're a darling, Cece, and don't forget. Goodbye, darling.
Looks like we've got to talk to her.
Why, Lorna, darling, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Olive. How are you?
Oh, my dear, you look lovely. What a sweet dress. It makes you look years younger. Are you going in to see C.C.?
That's the general idea.
Oh, he's such a darling. I adore him, and I'd love to visit with you, my dear, but I do have to rush.
That's all right, Olive.
Simply must get ready to go to lunch with Charlie McNeil.
Charlie McNeil?
Yes, he's such a wonderful writer. He's doing my next picture, you know.
But no, I didn't.
He's such a darling. My dear, it was so nice to see you. Goodbye, Lorna, darling.
Goodbye, Olive.
Lorna? There goes as nice a case of arrested development as you'll ever find.
Stan, what did she mean that McNeil is writing her next picture?
That she wishes he would. That guy can really write.
Yes, I know, but he's still not as good.
Yeah, I know, Lorna. Come on, let's go in and see Cooperman.
I'm telling you, it's not possible. And besides, you can't do it.
Hello, Lorna. Come in, Stan. I'll be through in a minute.
No, 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 no. With you, it's an idea. With me, it's money. I still say no. Goodbye.
Dope.
What's the matter, C.C.?
Oh, some of these jerk directors think money grows on trees. That dope belly. If I could get another director, I'd fire him.
What's he want now?
Real roast beef, so he can photograph it in Technicolor.
But, C.C., he was probably kidding.
No, he wasn't. And, that's why I sent for you and Stan.
Hey, is this a gag, asking us to come down here at the crack of dawn?
Is it, C.C.?
No, it's no gag, Lorna. Not when your last picture is even a worse flop than the previous one.
Did you like the script of my last picture, C.C.?
No, I didn't. Who did?
Well, give me a good script by a good writer, and I'll give you a good picture.
That's right, C.C.
And I suppose you think writers also grow on trees?
But you have Charlie McNeil. He's a good writer.
And believe me, Lorna, I'd give you Charlie like that. But I've already signed him for his next picture.
You mean you've signed him for that human termite that just went out of here?
Meaning Olive Gale?
It wasn't your grandmother.
Now, Olive's a great artist, Anne. And she's going to be as great as Lorna used to be.
What do you mean, used to be?
Lorna's the best performer you've got on the lot, and you know it.
Now, look, Stan. I expect Lorna's agent to talk like that.
But I tell you, she's right.
If you'll just...
Wait, Lorna. Stan, maybe Lorna is great. But does the public think so?
What she thinks?
No, Lorna. Your last two pictures were so bad. Well, I'm not taking up your option.
But I've got a contract.
And it calls for one more picture.
That's understood.
All right, who's going to write it?
I know a writer we may be able to get.
Now, Lorna.
You mean Bill?
Yes, Bill. He's still the best writer you ever had, Cece. Every picture he wrote for me was a smash hit.
I'm not denying that.
And I'm sure that if you gave him another chance...
I've done that already.
But Bill's a genius.
And he's also your husband.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it.
Except that he's such a great genius. You can't live with him.
Oh, I know Bill is something of a problem child, but he can write.
Lorna. When Bill first started to write, he was terrific.
Maybe he still is?
Well, I don't know about that.
But he's still the same person.
No, he isn't. After his third hit, he thought he was bigger than you were, Lorna.
He did get pretty big-headed.
But, Cece, what do you care who writes the story? If I can get Bill to turn out the scenario, will you produce it?
Well...
Please. It's my last picture.
Okay. I'll produce it if I like it.
You will.
But remember what I said. If it doesn't gross...
I know. No contract. Cece, it will be the best picture you ever made. I promise.
Well...
Come along, Stan. I've got to run. Goodbye, Cece.
Goodbye, Lorna.
So long, Cece.
Hello. Get me Billingham on the wire again.
Poor Billingham.
I'll see.
Lorna, something tells me you've stuck your beautiful neck about 4 miles right straight out.
Why?
Well, first, you promised Cooperman a scenario.
That's right.
Then you promised him you'd get Bill to write it.
I did.
But nobody's seen Bill in 6 months, and what's more, nobody knows where he is.
Then there's only one thing to do, Stan.
What?
You got to find him.
Me find Bill?
Yes.
Oh, brother, why didn't I learn to be a plumber like my old man?
Player, starring Nanette Sargent. And now, John Weigel. These hot summer days are vacation days for boys and girls. But even though the adults in the family cannot relax all day, every day, we can all take a few moments out in the middle of a summer afternoon to treat ourselves to the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar. With each bite of a Snickers bar, you enjoy the rare flavor combination of a thick coating of the finest pure milk chocolate, a golden layer of the smoothest creamy caramel, packed with crisp whole roasted peanuts, and a pure white nougat center that is richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Altogether, the thick milk chocolate coating, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat make every bite of a Snickers bar a real taste treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. Call for the second act of Pathway of a Star, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Lorna Vincent's last two pictures have been bad. The reason, of course, is poor story material. But the best available writer has been signed for her rival, Olive Gale. Lorna's husband, however, happens to be Hollywood's best writer, and the star has promised he'll write her next picture. Although, nobody knows where he is. Well, now, later the same day, Lorna's secretary, Marge, is on the telephone.
Oh, hello, Stan. No, Lorna hasn't come home yet. You say, Bill? She really... Oh. Okay, Stan. Yeah, I'll tell her. Goodbye. Let me see. Lorna, is that you?
Yes, it is you.
Oh, Marge, the most terrible thing happened.
This is the day for it, kiddo. Can you cook?
Why, heavens no, why?
Because I can't either.
Marge, what are you talking about?
Mrs. Malloy.
Our cook?
Our cook, and she's going to be married.
Oh, no.
She left this morning.
Marge, do you realize we haven't a servant left?
I certainly do.
Oh, Marge, what are we going to do?
I don't know, but I think I've got an idea.
What?
We're going to move.
Move? Don't be silly. There's no place to move to.
Remember that little bungalow you own?
I own a bungalow.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what would you do if you didn't have me for a secretary?
Well, I don't know, Marge.
Well, I say we're going to close up this little show place and move into the bungalow.
But why?
So we can talk to each other without using a walkie-talkie.
You've got a point there.
Besides, who knows? I might even learn to make with the frying pan.
Oh, well,
now that that's settled, honey, what goes with the great Cooperman?
Nothing but the worst. My last two pictures were awful flops.
Did he get you up at daybreak to tell you that?
Well, no, but...
Besides, it wasn't your fault.
Well, that doesn't seem to matter. And now if my next one doesn't click at the box office, I'm washed up.
Oh, Lorna.
I have one more picture to make and no writer.
Well, what about McNeil?
McNeil's doing a script for Olive Gale.
Now I've heard everything. Well, what are you going to do?
I've got Stan out looking for Bill.
Oh, I see.
Bill's still the best writer in the business.
Still carrying the torch, aren't you?
I guess I can't forget Bill. That is the way he used to be.
Every studio in town would like to forget him the way he is now.
But he used to be so sweet and considerate.
Before your success went to his head.
He was responsible for that success, Marge. Bill wrote my first picture, and altogether we had five smash hits, one after the other.
And now?
When Stan finds him, I'm going to ask Bill if he'll do my next picture.
It's none of my business, baby, but didn't you two break up because of Bill's big head?
Well, let's say the two careers under one roof didn't seem to work out.
He started taking all the bows, and now you're trying to find him.
Yes.
Honey, you may as well prepare yourself for a shock.
Marge, did Bill call?
No, but Stan did.
Was it about Bill? Has he found him?
He hasn't even seen him.
Oh.
Stan's pretty sure he's left town.
He really said that?
Baby, you better try to forget Bill.
But I can't forget Bill. I can't believe he'd leave town without... Oh, Marge.
Stan, I can't wait any longer.
But look, C.C.
While you're out looking for Bill to write scenarios, I'm looking at a production unit that isn't showing a profit.
Sure,
and it's giving me a headache, too.
But we still haven't got a story for Lorna, and you think you've got a headache.
Now, see here, Stan. We've got writers, haven't we?
C.C., just because a guy can typewrite doesn't mean he can be a writer.
But we've got these boys under contract.
That's your hard luck.
All right. But don't you forget that Lorna's got a time limit in her contract. So one of my boys does the script, and she makes the picture.
And for that, you should be arrested for murder. What those guys will do to Lorna shouldn't happen to a dog.
I'm sorry, Stan, but that's fine.
Well, that's that. Guess I'll amble back to my own office where I can enjoy my headache in peace.
Stan, what do you think happened?
Don't tell me, Lorna. I won't be able to stand it.
Oh, but Stan, you've got to...
Look, I just left Cooperman and I don't feel very good.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Lorna, I can't stand seeing them do this to you. You're a star, and so help me if I could... Oh, nuts, where's that aspirin?
Stan, will you listen? I've seen Bill.
Huh?
I saw Bill last night.
You mean your husband, Bill Farland, the writer?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, where is he? Is he going to do the script? Wait till I call Cooperman and tell him
Now, wait, Stan, wait.
Wait, what for?
Well, last night, it was just after dinner. Marge had gone to a picture when the doorbell rang.
Hello, Lorna.
What? What, Bill?
Don't let these suitcases frighten you. I'm not going to ask you to move back in. But Mind if I come in for a second?
Why, of course. I didn't mean to keep you standing there. It's just that I was so surprised at seeing you.
You're looking swell, Lorna.
Thank you, Bill.
I didn't know you'd moved. I went up to the big place. You see, I've been away.
Well, yes, I... Well, Stan told me he's been trying... Oh, Bill, now that you're back.
But I'm not back. I'm going to turn right around and go away again.
Oh, Bill, please.
Well, what I really came for is that... Well, say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yes, Lorna, you know I'm washed up here, so I've wangled a job in the Pacific.
Pacific?
I've got a job pounding out news stories on an island that's just about big enough for me and my typewriter.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I guess so. Hey, I like this place you've got, Lorna. Kind of different from that mausoleum we used to rattle around in, isn't it?
Well, I always thought you rather liked things on a grand scale, Bill.
I like this. But don't rub it in. I know what a mess I've made of things. I've been a lousy husband, haven't I?
But I didn't mean to rub it in.
Sometimes I wonder whether we'd have busted up if I hadn't been such a heel.
Bill, where is it you say you're going?
Oh, to a little island off the coast of Alaska. I'm flying up. But, say, I wanted to ask you...
Yes?
Would you have room to keep these two suitcases for me?
Why, Bill, of course.
I wouldn't ask you, but there are some things here I don't like to have kicking around.
Why, you know I'll be glad to, but... How long do you expect to be gone?
A year or so, maybe. Maybe longer.
Bill,
Yes, Lorna?
I'm glad you stopped by. I'd have hated to have you go without at least saying goodbye.
Well, I haven't as much time to visit as I'd like. I'm leaving tonight and well, thanks for looking after this stuff for me.
Is that all you came for, Bill?
Well,
Wait, I'll go to the door with you.
No, Lorna. I want to remember how lovely you are just like that, with the light from that lamp on your hair.
Oh, Bill. Wait, Bill. Don't go yet.
And after that, Lorna, he was gone? Even before you could tell him you still love him?
Yes.
You say he's changed, huh?
He's the way he used to be, Stan. When I first knew him, he was kind and sweet.
Well, maybe having a few bubbles bust does some fella some good. But, does he still love you?
I don't know, Stan. I don't know.
Starring Nanette Sargent, here is John Weigel. The next time you feel that craving for candy on a hot summer day, you will be sure to find real satisfaction and enjoyment in the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in your refrigerator. With each bite of a chilled Snickers, your teeth sink through a thick coating of crisp, cold milk chocolate. A golden layer of cool, creamy caramel, packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts. And a cold nougat center, abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in your mouth to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a chilled Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. Call for the third act of Pathway of a Star, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Just as Lorna Vincent was about to give up the search for her husband, Bill Farland, Bill turned up.
but she didn't ask him to write the scenario of her new picture. He was on his way by plane to a Pacific island. And when he left, she still didn't know whether or not he still loved her. Well, now, a few days later, Lorna at home talks with her secretary, Marge.
You know, Lorna, we're going to need a new mop. A new what, Marge? A mop, baby. That thing you push dirt around with and then lean up against when you're tired. Oh, Marge. What are you reading?
The cookbook. I'm trying to find something we can cook.
Well, we'll go with hard-boiled eggs.
No, thank you. I've had enough hard-boiled eggs. Are you going to the store this morning?
No, I wasn't planning on it.
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
I'll get it. You answered the last time.
All right, I'll keep right on with the cookbook. Who is it, Marge?
It's a telegram, honey.
A telegram?
Yeah, I'm signing for it.
Marge, is it for me?
Yeah, honey.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, but... Marge, I'm
nonsense.
Afraid...
Go ahead, open it.
Oh, for some reason, I have the strangest feeling. Maybe...
Oh, honey, what is it?
Bill's plane. It's reported lost.
Let me see that.
That means he's dead.
Lorna, baby, you've got to get some rest.
I'm all right, Mom.
Maybe so, but you haven't slept a wink for the last two nights.
Well, it was the suddenest of us, I guess. Seeing Bill again. And
I know, kid.
There's also the new picture.
What about it?
Stan says he's seen the script Cooperman had written.
It all comes at once, doesn't it, honey? Was it pretty bad?
Well, that's what Stan said, but... You know, it's funny, Marge. How suddenly it all seems so unimportant.
But you can't give up, honey. You can't quit.
Oh, Marge, it's all so pointless.
Look, why don't you go lie down for a while?
All right, but first I want to take care of these suitcases, Bill.
You can do that later.
I'd rather do it now.
Okay.
Well, there seems to be nothing but clothes in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd have brought suitcases here, though, if there weren't things in them that might be important.
Oh, something dropped out.
What is it, Marge?
A big envelope. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, look, Lorna, it's addressed to you, and there's a note.
Oh, let me see.
Here, honey.
Dear Lorna, may the last be the best, and with the hope that it may be... worthy of you. Signed, Bill.
Lorna, open the big envelope.
I am. Oh, Marge.
What is it?
It's a manuscript. Somewhere in Tomorrow by Bill Farley.
Oh, Lorna.
Oh, Marge, I've got to read this right now.
Oh, of course you do. And besides, I think I'll go downtown for a while.
Somewhere in Tomorrow by Bill Farley. Oh, Bill.
Marge. Oh, Marge.
Right here, honey. I just this minute came...
What? Baby, what's the matter? You're crying.
Oh, Marge, I've just finished reading Bill's script.
Yes, and?
Darling, all the time we were looking for Bill, he must have been writing this for me.
Oh, Lorna.
And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever read. I'm going to make this picture, Marge.
Of course.
It's going to be the best picture I've ever done.
Oh, it's got to be. For Bill's sake.
Lorna, how are you?
I'm dead tired, Stan, but come in.
You've been so busy the last few weeks on the new picture that I haven't seen you. How's it going, Lorna?
Well, Cooperman's blood pressure's normal. If that means anything.
That's good.
I think we'll have it wrapped up pretty soon.
Yeah, I hear they've started cutting.
Well, if everything goes all right, it should be previewed next week. Stan, will you take me to the premiere?
Why, sure I will, Lorna. But there's one guy who really ought to take it. I wish you were here.
I know, Stan. I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking to you from the lobby of the Circle Theater, where the premiere showing of Lorna Vincent's latest picture, Somewhere in Tomorrow, was previewed last week before one of the most enthusiastic audiences I've ever seen. Oh, here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. Lorna Vincent looking lovelier than ever. With her is her agent, Stan Fuller. And, Miss Vincent, would you mind saying a few words on our microphone?
I'd be happy to.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Lorna Vincent, whose new picture, which the critics unanimously claim as the greatest success of her career, is being premiered here tonight. And now, Miss Vincent.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I must say I'm flattered by what the announcer just said about my new picture. But the honor goes to someone else. I merely spoke the words written for me by someone whose dream this picture was, but who didn't live to see his dream come true. Because just as this picture was starting in production, he was reported missing in a plane accident. If this picture is great, then it is a tribute to the man who wrote this picture and to whom full credit really belongs. Bill Farlan, my husband. Thanks again, Stan. It was terribly sweet of you to take me to the premiere.
It's a great picture, Lorna.
Well, I'm afraid I didn't see much of it. It's kind of hard to see through tears.
Yeah, I know.
Come on in a minute, Dan. I'll make some coffee.
Okay.
I think I'd like to talk for a little while. I'll go out in the kitchen and get the coffee started.
Fine.
Make yourself comfortable in the living room. The light switch is right inside the door.
I'll find it. There. Now I'll... Holy smoke!
Huh? Hmm? Oh, hello, Stan.
Bill, what are you doing here? I thought that... Well, there's Lorna. I got a wire.
I know, Sam. Where is she?
Well, she's out in the kitchen, but...
I've been here quite a while. Just dozed off.
I better tell Lorna you're here.
Oh, no. I want to surprise her.
But that kind of surprise isn't good, Bill. When you think a person's dead, maybe, and then you bump right into...
Yeah, maybe you're right. Then, will you tell her?
You bet I will. Lorna?
Yes, Dad? You took out the radio on. I thought I heard someone talking.
You did, Lorna. There's somebody here to see you.
At this time of night?
Well, it's somebody you weren't exactly expecting, and, well, it's Bill.
Bill!
Hello, Lorna.
Bill, you've come back.
I guess you two will excuse me. Goodbye.
I heard about the telegram, Lorna. Marge told me. She let me in when I got here.
But why did they send us?
We were forced down, but we were picked up off the coast of British Columbia. We were a long way from civilization, and I just got back tonight.
Oh, Bill, I thought I'd never see her, can I? I thought you were...
Lorna, I love you.
Oh, darling.
I guess I always will. I know that now. All the time I kept thinking of the way I remembered you with the light from the lamp on your hair.
Oh, but Bill, darling, it's a wonderful script. If you were back, why didn't you...
I wanted you to find that script, Lorna. You see, it wasn't my picture. I wrote every word for you.
Oh, but you didn't come to the preview.
Tonight was your night, your success, not mine. In spite of all the wonderful things you said.
Oh, then you listened on the radio.
I heard every word.
Oh, Bill.
And, well, I did come back to see all my dreams come true.
No, Bill, not your dreams.
our dreams.
Yes, darling. Our dreams. And together?
Together, we'll make them all come true.
Sergeant as Lorna Vincent. Maurice Copeland was featured as Bill Farland. The supporting players were Geraldine Kaye, Michael Romano, and George Caesar. The script is by Richard Marinas. The curtain time music is arranged by Bert Farber. Now, here is Nanette Sargent with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
That next Saturday, we have a mystery.
Well, that's exciting. What's it about?
If I tell you what's it about, it won't be exciting. All I have to say now is, it's called The Knife Hangs Heavy.
And that does sound exciting. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spot here in Chicago. And the next weekend, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your days every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present... Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. This is NBC.